his friends, the shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori, Imi Morazi Shiyuchyu. And the schus Moshe Hido Yehuda ben Peshadina, Rabban Yitzchak ben Esther, and for David Shukrala ben Rachel, and the Yishmas, Chen Tzvi ben Eliyahu. The Gemara on Daf Yud and Maseches Bava Metzia, Yud Amud Aleph, Zamri Shlakim Shema B'Kwein Baradila, Arba Amos Shalagim Konos Lo B'Chom Makom. That the Arba Amos of a person acquire for him an object that he wants to be acquired that's within his Arba Amos acquires for him. My Taima, what's the reason? The Kino Rabbana, where the rabbi is making this takana. The Leisulin Suye, that people shouldn't come and quarrel. In order to prevent fights, in order to prevent quarrels, the rabbis were mitaken that a person is koneh in his arba amos, and therefore two people won't see an object and start fighting over it. When it comes into someone's arba amos, it's his. The Ran in Gittin, Ein Ches Amar Aleph, explains that arba amos is kone when it comes to a get isha, even though lekule alma arba amos isn't kone min haTorah. So how does it work that it's kone get isha? Arba amos isn't kone min haTorah. Get isha need to be kone min haTorah. And the answer is that since the rabbis were mitaken that arba amos should be kone, so they made it into this person's chatzer. He made this arba amos into the person's chatzer. And we have a rule that says that hefker beis din hefker. That if beis din say something is hefker, it's hefker. That even works d'oraisa. So memela, you can be kone get that way. That's the Ran. So Frecht Hagon Runosin Gishtetner Zechet Tzadik Levracha, we're going to go on his derech. He's a beautiful shtickle in Sefer Nosin Pirio. So he asks, why did the Ran need to come on to the fact that Arba Amos were made like into his chotzer? And the woman is divorced because the Baal gives her the get in her chotzer and her Dalet Amos. Since Mitam Hefker based in Hefker we're coming, like the Ran explains, so why don't we say that Chachamim gave her everything in her Arba Amos? In other words, why did the Ran have to say, what compelled the Ran to say that they made the Arba Amos like her Chotzer? And the get is acquired to the woman midin Chotzer. We can explain differently. We can explain that the Chachamim were makna her the get midin Hefker based in Hefker. Everything in the Arba Amos, all the objects in the Arba Amos, the Chachamim were makne. So why do we have to say that Chachamim were makne her the get, the Arba Amos, the space of Arba Amos? Say that Chachamim were makne her the get itself, all the objects in the Arba Amos. But no, the Ran says we're coming midin kinyan chotzer. You're kind of the chotzer, merely you're kind of whatever is in the chotzer. What forced the Ran to say that? However, it's really very good, because the Ran is l'shitasa. The Ran writes in Gittin, Zayin Amud Beis, there's a Gemara there, beautiful Gemara, famous Gemara. We have a very long article about this in one of our Sfarim. Hahu Shchiv Meira, the Kosav Lagita Ludvisu, Bahadei Panya Demaalei Shapsi. There was a certain Shchiv Meira, person in a dire situation. His life was close to ending. He writes a get for his wife. So that if he dies from his sickness, she's not going to have to perform Yibum. And he didn't manage to give it to her before Shabbos. He got even more sick and he was about to die. He was in the throes of death. Asu l'kami d'rabbi, asked the rabbi what to do. You know, it'll be metal to the get and give it to her. It's muksa. Amalu zilu imrulei, go tell the husband, likni nielei lahu duchta, yasev begita. He should be makne her the place where the get is sitting. And let her go and close or open the door. Close and open the door, and this way she'll make a kinyan chazaka on this place where the get is munach. And we know it's not noel. If you lack godar, if you made a fence, a paras, if you made a breach, kolcha, rezu chazaka, and karka is nikneis b'chazaka. So this is her way of making a chazaka. She's kone the get by making a kinyan on the chotzer. Rashi explains she'isha konses haget midin kinyan agav karka. The agav she konses hachotzer konses haget. Rashi says because she was kone the chotzer, she was kone the karka, you can also be metaltalin with the chotzer, with the karka. So because she's kone the karka, she's also kone the metaltalin. The Ran writes that a woman isn't miskareshes be'agav. Ain't kaze davar. It needs v'nosan b'yod, it's not going into her hand, it has to go into her hand. So here it's midin chotzer. It goes into her chotzer, it's like going into her yad. Mavur, svir leila haran, shebeget lo sagi ma'isha konser saget midine kinyonim. The Ran holds that by a get, it's not enough if the woman is kona the get, midine kinyonim. Ba'inan shaget yavol rishus adafka. The get has to dafka come into her rishus. V'chsiv v'nosan v'yoda. It came into her hand. It has to come into her hand. It's not enough that she made a kinyan agav. It has to actually come into her property, into her hand, into her chotzer. So you can't say that the woman is miskareshes ayideisha nosan aget b'soch dalet amoseh. So you also can't say that the woman is miskareshes because you put the get in her arba amos. And Chachamim said that whatever is in your arba amos belongs to you, because there's no v'nosan b'yoda in that case. And even though hefker based in hefker and Chachamim were makner her the get, but that's kinyan. But kinyan l'fi the Ran, it's not enough to be kona of the get. It's not enough to make a formal acquisition of the get. And therefore the Ran had to explain that Chacham were makner the Arba Amos to be her chotzer, and since it's like her chotzer, so that's the v'nosan v'yada, the chotzer is an extension of her hand, and the mail, it's like it came into her hand, and that's why she's kona. So now we understand why according to the Ran it dafke has to be chatzera and not yada. That's a really bad sentence. Now we understand, according to the Ran, why she has to dafka be kona midin chotzer, and not that any object within the Arba Amos belongs to her. Because if you just say it belongs to her, Chacham or makna her, anything that belongs that's in the Arba Amos, then it still isn't in her rishus. They're giving her this item, but it's not in her rishus, it's not in her property. She's just making a formal kinyan. And by get, formal kinyans are not enough. So what's necessary over here? What's necessary is a lot more. And what is that a lot more? That a lot more is the kinyan of the chotzer. That's what the Ran, that's pshat in the Ran. And the Sefer Avnei Miluim, in Simen Lamed, Seif Koton Hey, he brings from the Ramban in Gitna Daf Ayin Ches Amid Aleph. And that it says that her Arba Amos is Karov La. And a guy throws a get to a woman. She's standing in Rishis HaRabim, and it says if it's Karav La, she's divorced. Gemara says, what's Karav La? Arba Amis. Arba Amis is Karav La. Zok the Ran, the Ramban, the time of the Masnis, and Bein the Rav, Bein the Rabbi Yechanan. Mishum demand de mekadesh, adaita de rabbanon mekadesh. Da arba amas gufayu b'chol makom dvar tor deinen konos. Vein tzarech loymar kol sheyichol elishmor. De eina koina lele medivreim, vita konos agunos hitir lehem begitten. Kedamrinen legitten amru v'lo ledover achir. Alma takante de rabbanon hu begitten, So we see from the Ramban that by Gittin, the Arba Amos is only Midrabanan. And that a get is effective to be Matir in Eish HaSeish is because Kol, this get is effective to be Matir in Eish HaSeish is because Kol the Mekadesh, Adai the Rabbanan Mekadesh. That's what he says. Time of the Masnisen, Chulei. Mishum demandu mekadesh adait the rabbanan mekadesh, because you're mekadesh al das chachamim. Because Arba Amos is not dvar Torah kinyan. So it's only a kinyan de rabbanan, takanas agunos. It's takana de rabbanan. And if it's takana de rabbanon, then how is she divorced? If karav la, the Arba Amos that was closer to her, she's divorced because of a takanas chachamim. So how's that a biblical divorce? And the answer is kol de mekadesh adaita de rabbanon mekadesh. That anybody's mekadesh woman is mekadesh al das chachamim. And therefore, chachamim say that when the get is thrown. So we don't want this to be Kiddushin anymore. So the rabbis were mafkia the Kiddushin. Frek da avne miluim teinach beget, you can say called the mekadesh adaita de rabbanon mekadesh vafkin rabbanon le Kiddushin minei, but by Kiddushin, if the Arba Amos are only Derabbanan, how is this turned into Kiddushei Torah, throwing it within her Arba Amos? So even though you're Mekadesh Al Das Chachamim, that doesn't make it Kiddushei Torah. That only makes it Kiddushei Chachamim. Rak Gabe Get, this Svara is effective, that came into Mekadesh Adaita Derabbanan. Imkein Afkeinu Rabbanan LeKiddushin Minei. Avalasas MeKiddushei Derabbanan Kiddushei Torah Yefshir. That you can't do. So how does it work? That the Kiddushin are Kiddushei Torah. When there's Kiddushei Torah and then the get is given this way, so you're only Mekadesh Pitora, but Bidal Pidas Chachamim. And Chachamim say that it has, if it's then Arba Amos, the Kiddushin is annulled. Afkin Rabban le Kiddushin Mine. So that's perfect for the Gittin. But how does it work? How do they make Kiddushei Torah into Kiddushin to Rabban and Kiddushei Torah? So the Avnei Miluim concludes that even the Ramban holds like the Ran, that since the rabbis were metakein, that it should be a Kinyan, it's even effective in HaTorah. Why? Because Hefker based in Hefker. Just the Ran holds that by Kinyan Arba Amos, lo efkiru beizdin as Arba Amos min ha'olam. Kedei litno lezeh she'omet sham. The cave in the basar hachi yasi acher hareim shelo. Imkein lo yitochen she'chachamim yakniu. Es ha'mokom lezeh she'omet sham. Cave in the ein kinyano ele l'shah. So here you have the Ramban, not like the Ran. On one hand, he holds like the Ran, that since the rabbis were attacking, that it should be a Kinyan. It even works min haTorah al Tefker based in Hefker. Just the Ramban holds that by Kinyan Arba Amos, the basin weren't mafkir, the Arba Amos min haOlam, and they said, okay, these Arba Amos belongs to the person standing within the Arba Amos. Why? Because somebody else can walk into the Arba Amos a minute later and then it's his Arba Amos. So it's not going to be a Kinyan L'shah. And then he references a Tosfos in Yevamos Pei Tes Amid Beis. To prove his point, Dibra Maschil Shehefker. So it can't be, says the Ramban, that I have that a kinyan is only lisha and then it's not yours anymore. So how can it be? I walk into the Arab Amis, it's mine. Then I walk away, someone else gets the Arab Amis, it's his. So it can't be. So rather, Chachamim were makne, the object that is within the Arab Amis. Not like the Ran, but they were makneim the Arab Amis kamochotzer. It's not that the Arab Amis are now his courtyard. But rather, all the objects in that Arab Amis belong to him, and they belong to him permanently. So Al Tefker based in Hefker, she's divorced. And so too by Kiddushin. They were makne, the Kesef Kiddushin, that's Munach Sham. And the woman is Kona Menatara Midin, Hefker based in Hefker. And that the Ramban had to say that by Gittin were coming Midin called the Makadesh, Adaita Durabanan Makadesh. So what do you have to come on to call the Makadesh? Adaita Durabanan Makadesh. She was Kona the Get. Everything's perfect. What's the problem? Why do I have to say, oh, it's only because called a Makadish, you died the Rabbanah Makadish? And the answer is, because the Ramban holds in Gittin, Ein Zayin, that by Get, the Kinyan isn't enough. We require that the Get has to be in her Rishus. And since the Arba Amis don't have a Torah's Chotzer, so it turns out the Get's not in her Rishus. And that she's Mizgareshus, B'dal Ramos, is only because of called a Makadish, you died the Rabbanah Makadish. So normally it wouldn't work just to acquire the get formally, because it needs to actually come into Rishus. The Ramban holds not in Rishus. According to the Ramban, it's in Rishus. You don't need to come on to call the Makadish. According to the Ramban, that it has to actually she's not Kona the Rishus, just Kona the actual get. What's in her Arab Amis? You have to come on to call the Makadish. Because the Ramban holds like the Ran, that the formal kinyan isn't enough. It needs to be in Rishus. In this case, it isn't. Why is she divorced? Because called the Makadish. But by Kiddushin, it's cool because she's Mekudeshes Menatara because of Hefker based in Hefker. So they gave her this this money that's in her Arbamis. And Memela, she's Mekudeshes Menatara. Ayin Sham in the Avne Miluim. So that's how the Avne Miluim learned in the Ramban. However, Ayin B'Chidusha Ramban B'Bav Mitzia. Daf Yudam and Beis. He says, I'm quoting, "Ha damrina dalat amis shalad mekonu la b'chol makom nira shadas rishonim shein tineinu ela b'metziya v'hefker aval lo b'mechor matana shein kinyin dalat amis ela takana mishum netzuyei b'hefker v'lo shen gemar mashim d'chonis b'chol david d'shavini rabbonon kachat seiro." So he says that we say arba amis if a person is kona b'chol makom, so the rishonim hold that that's only b'metziya v'hefker, that it's Arab Amis is Kona, but not B'mecher B'matana. This doesn't work by a sale or by a gift, only by Mitzia and Hefker. But by Mecher and Matana, you're not Kona with Arab Amis, because Kinyan Arab Amis is a Takana, so you don't fight B'Hefker. You're going to see something hefker, you're going to start fighting over it. So we say, no good. Don't fight. Whoever it's in his Arab Amis, it's his. That doesn't apply to Mecher and Matana, where there's going to be no Netsuye, no fighting, no quarreling. And Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, Shekonis B'chol Davar. Why? But Lashon of the Gemara is Mashma, that it's Kona everything. Why? Because the rabbis made it like his Chotzer. Lashon of the Gemara, Arab Amis Shaladim Konos Lo B'chol Makom. Not like Das HaRishonim, that it's only Behefker and Mitzia. B'chol Makom. That sounds like B'chol Makom. So it's Mavur, we see in the Ramban that he holds like the Ram, that Arab Amis is a Din Chotzer. Shavinu Rabbonan Kichatzeiro. And for that reason, he writes that since it's like chatzero, so vaday shekona gam b'mecher u'matana, sharei chatzer kona gam b'mecher u'matana. So chatzer is kona mecher u'matana, and so to your arba amos is kona b'mecher u'matana. So if it's midin chatzer, it works for everything. But if we say that arba amos is not like a chatzer, they just gave him the guf ha-chefetz, then we can say it's only b'mitzia v'hefker and not mecher matana. Only if it's dino k'chatzer, then it's mistaber to say it works for everything. Because once it's your chatzer, it's your chatzer. But if you're only acquiring the objects, so it makes sense then that it's only b'mitzia v'hefker to prevent quarrels. But once you say it's k'chatzero, so if it's your courtyard, then it acquires everything. So that's really not like, you know, the Avnei Miluim. As I'm saying this, I'm shaking, that we can say that the Avnei Miluim is incorrect in his approach to understanding the Ramban, but that's what it seems from this Ramban here. He was building on the Ramban in Gittin Ein Ches, but here we have a Ramban in Unzer Sugya, that's Spanish for our Sugya. We have a Ramban who says, not like that, we have a Ramban who says that it's like chatzero, like the ran, mamish like the ran, and therefore it should work for everything, even mecher and matana. So if that's true, then why did the Ramban have to say there in Gittin Ein Ches that it's only a get because it's called a Mekadesh, Adaita Derabbanan Mekadesh? And this is difficult. Since Arba Amos is Kechatzero, and the person's Kona Min HaTorah, then why do you have to come on to call the Makadish and the Rabbanah Makadish and say that they uprooted the marriage, even though it's really not a good Kenyan, but they uprooted the Midaraisa, but they uprooted the marriage because you're marrying Aldaz Chachamim? No, you're Kona the whole Chatzer. So that's not difficult, because it looks like the Ramban holds, like Rabbeinu Yonah that's brought in the Sheet Mukubetzis in Bava Basra and Daf Kuf, and he writes a similar vort in Aliyos to Rabbeinu Yonah, Baba Basra Ayin Hamad Beis, and that is that Hefker Beis Din only takes out of the Rishus of the Bailim. Hefker Beis Din isn't Makne. Other people hold like this also. They say for Get Pashut, say for Machin Ephraim, say for Makor Chaim. So if the Ramban also holds that way, then we understand that Hefker Beis Din is only effective to be mafkia me Rishus HaBailim, to remove from the Rishus HaBailim, and not to be makne. And if so, even though the Rabbanan made Arba Amos Kichatzero, nevertheless, it's not effective min HaTorah midin Hefker Beis Din Hefker. Why? Because there's no koach in Hefker based in Hefker to be makna the Arba Amos that it should be kechatzero min HaTorah. And therefore, the Ramban had to say that it's midin called a Makadish Adaita de Rabbanah Makadish Vafkin Rabbanah Likadushin Mineh. So we're putting the Ramban together with the Rabbeinu Yonah, who holds that Hefker based in Hefker is good enough to remove from someone's property, but not to give. Here we have to give this woman the get. So how does it work within Dalet Amos? So it must be midin Hefker based in Hefker. So Ein Achinami. The rabbis were makna her the chatzer, they gave to her the chatzer, and that's how she is kona the get. The only problem is that doesn't work midin hefker based in hefker midoraisa. Why not? Because they only have the power to remove from someone's property. They don't have the power midoraisa to give. So how then is she acquiring this get? How are they causing her to acquire this get midoraisa? And the answer is because called the makadesh adaita derabanan makadesh, and they say that this should be like her chatzer, and that it's like she acquires the get, and they can say that because they can uproot the marriage because they're only marrying al datam. So the Gemara says again that arba amos shel adam konos lo b'chol makom. So b'chol makom, again the Ramban holds, sounds like everywhere, even by mecher and matana. And we explain why, because it's like, he himself says, because it's like a chatzer. Then the Gemara says, my time is a kin rabban lolas lein suye. They shouldn't come to quarrel. So that's what led the other Rishonim to say it's only b'mitziyah v'hefker. The Ramban says, once they made the takana, they shouldn't come to quarrel that the arba amos is yours, it works for everything. So if the arba amos is kichatzero, so then why don't we say also, when he puts the arba, the get, in her arba amos, it's like chatzer. Why does he have to say in Git 9 Ches, called a makadesh adait the derabana makadesh? So the Avnei Miluim wanted to say that the Ramban said it's midin called a makadesh adait the derabana makadesh because the rabbis just gave her the objects within the arba amos. But if the rabbis are giving it to her, how then is she divorced? Only the rabbis are giving it to her. So the Ramban says, because called the Makadesh, Adaita the Ramban Makadesh. Because it actually needs to come into your Rishus. And here it's not coming into her Rishus. Here just the rabbis are telling her that she owns it. But it's not in her actual Rishus because they didn't make it like her Chatzah. That's the Avnei Miluim. Then we saw that the Ramban holds that it is like her Chatzah. So if it's like her chatzer, why do you have to come out to call the makadesh a daita derabana makadesh? And the teretz is that the rabbis don't have the power men haTorah to be makne, only to be mafkia. And therefore, the way the woman is divorced d'arais is because he called the makadesh a daita derabana makadesh. So that is stage one of our journey. We have a lot more to say on this particular sugya, and I am hoping that Hashem should give us life and Simchas Chaim and Koach, and that we will be able to continue plumbing the depths of this sugya and sing further Niflos Mitoras Hashem Yisbarach. So we ask God for life, and we ask God for Seichel, and we ask God for everything we need in order, La'avdo be'emes. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.